Welcome to episode number 3 of Notes from Flagging 11, and today our special guest is Tyga Chapman.
Hello.
So yes, this episode will be about music artists from different countries. So before we begin, Tyga, is there anything that you want to say about why you're interested in this topic?
First off, thank you so much for having me. This is a great experience.
My pleasure.
The reason I picked this is because of some special artist named Playboi Carti, who is my king. And he is actually from Atlanta, Georgia.
Which happens to be in the United States of America.
Yep.
Some other popular music artists from countries are Rihanna. She is from the country of Barbados. The music artist of Psy, who is quite popular and known for making the song Gangnam Style, is from the country of South Korea, and also South Korea has spawned a extremely popular type of music known as K-pop, which is not only very popular in South Korea, but also is across the entire world.
All right, I guess I'll go next. An artist by the name of Drake, or Drizzy, is from Toronto, Canada.
I see, yes. So, I actually did not know that Drake was from the country of Canada.
Yeah, he's like the biggest person there. You ask anyone from Toronto, Canada, and they'll say Drake is the biggest artist.
Interesting.
And another one of my kings is also from Atlanta, Georgia. So we don't have to talk much, but Kanye West is from Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States.
Yes, a variety of artists are from Atlanta. A lot of hip-hop and rap artists do come from cities such as, Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago. Didn't Kanye come from... Chicago? I thought he came from there.
It says on my super sophisticated list that I spent hours making that Kanye West is born in Atlanta, Georgia. Producer, rapper, and fashion designer.
I see. Yeah, and I believe the artist of Eminem came from in the Detroit area, another very popular hip-hop slash rap artist.
Of course. Some members from a music label known as OTF, Only the Family, including Lil Durk and King Von, are from O'Block.
I see. O'Block is a public housing unit, also known as Parkway Gardens, in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, of course. It's very dangerous there. It's known to be one of the most dangerous places out there.
Agreed.
All right, but now we can talk about, like, maybe some other artists from outside of the States.
Sure.
Like, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of UK artists, including, like, Central C and others.
And other, like, UK pop artists such as...
of course.
Such as, like, Rick Astley, for example.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know he was from there, but all right.
And also, are you familiar with the song Somebody That I Used to Know?
Of course. Actually, funny enough, I watched a documentary, like a 20-minute documentary about that song and how it ruined the artist's life.
By Sonny V2?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was by him. It was by someone else. He does, like, a bunch of just artist-related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like, basically goes through how he was not... very big, and then he blew up, and everything just hasn't been the same anymore.
Well, yeah, he actually is from Australia.
All right, let me see. Some other artists, like, include, NTM.
NTM, let me look him up real quick. Yes, he is a French hip hop. Well, it's actually a band, actually. Formed in 1989, I see. You seem to be quite interested in the hip-hop/rap genre.
Of course. I mean, my king, Playboi Carti, and his music label, Opium, is probably the best to ever live. So, of course.
Speaking of the hip-hop/rap genre... Are you aware that Bad Bunny is actually Puerto Rican?
Yes, I did a school assignment about that once.
I see.
In Spanish, and it was like Bad Bunny and Peso Pluma, some of the other artists in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to Puerto Rico last break for a couple days on a cruise, and it was a great experience.
I see. Another like Canadian artist that you likely know is The Weeknd. He is a pop artist.
Oh, of course. He was the biggest for a couple of months, I think.
He's also been in the Fortnite item shop for like 10 years.
Oh yeah. They never take him off. I don't know why. He's not even that big.
Well, they actually did take him off quite recently.
I know, but I'm saying like he was on there for so long. Whatever.
All right, do you think we can end the episode there?
Sure. Thank you for having me on. That was a great experience.
Of course, it was my pleasure. All right.
Thank you
all for tuning in to episode number 3 of Notes from Fly King 11.